and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show, the new Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, Evan, man, how you doing, man? You got any complaints about the weather today?
Not even a tiny bit. It's been beautiful. It's been a good week, honestly. I spent a lot of time up here in the studio doing the damn thing. Feels good, man.
Well, the last time I checked, today is what, just Tuesday?
No, today's Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Oh, okay. That's what happens, man. You haven't gotten there yet.
Not yet. I'm getting there, though.
Hey, next time they'll be calling me Joe Biden.
Yeah, got him.
But anyway, man, before I get into what I want to really talk about, you ever get into a give and take on Facebook?
Yes. Ever? Yes, I have. Yeah. Not so much giving and taking as, you know, like taking punches and throwing them, you know.
It's futile, man.
Yes, it is. And I stopped doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I stopped doing that. I got off of Facebook many years ago because of that foolishness. Mm-hmm. And the fact that people would not be willing to have your phone number and would not be willing to have a conversation with you. They would say, well, my medium of communication is Facebook. Okay, so I get it, you know, why there are some who want to communicate solely through Facebook, mm-hmm. because they can say whatever they want to and ignore whatever it is you are saying.
It's just a verbal drive-by. You just drop the ball and drive away, yeah.
What'd you call it, a verbal drive-by?
Yeah. It's a little. Yeah, it's not the sharpest metaphor ever, but I mean, it's
no, I love that. Yeah, because that's kind of what it is, man. It's insanity. People can slander you. They can say whatever it is they want to, and there's always, you know, an opportunity to find somebody who will go along with it because, you know, they may have an axe to grind with you. And so they jump on the bandwagon, and I made a mistake. You know, somebody said I was with somebody else and supporting somebody else, and I should have been opposed to this person. But I distinctly said, you know, I don't play games, and, you know, whatever it is you're saying, that's you. But you know, here's the reality, and I cut it off.
And you have to. You just
well,
you
that person to. Came back, and has come back, and has come back, and now this is day four, and they're still singing that same old refrain.
And it's because there's no pushback. They get to yell into the ether, and they get to see it on your wall, and they get to think, "I got him."
Yeah, and. And they get to a point because you aren't responding that it makes them even more angry. And where do people get time to sit back and wait for you to respond so they can respond?
That's a really good point, too. If you think about this, that social media unrest, you know what we're talking about here.
And does that happen on most of the mediums, I'm only on Facebook, I don't, you know, for the most part.
On Twitter, it's a little more targeted because you know, you at them, you have a Twitter mention, and it pings you. So if someone mentions you, you can have it set up so it lets you know. And it's very, very, very similar. They try and draw you in, you know. They have that time, so they'll try and get you.
And I'm like, you know, you continue with this foolishness, and you know, there's no point in me attempting to defend the lie that the person is telling. And, you know, the people who know that that's not, you know.
And it's gotten so crazy this last couple of years, Earl, to the point, I mean, political discourse has always been like this. I can think when I was a kid, it was like this to some regard. It was two sides yelling into the void, you know, not a whole lot of work getting done, but more and more and more. And especially with conservatives, this is with all due respect, they're just, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, this person is kind of a lunatic.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you respond. I guess, what do you expect from a person who's a lunatic? You can't expect them. So you're not ever going to have a conversation that merits, you know, any decency. But man, I don't know. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Do you think there's anybody who's on social media or ever been on social media who has escaped some point that there's,
yeah, I think,
you know, there's some person who's targeting you?
Maybe my mom will call in, because she is somebody who has been able to exist peacefully on Facebook for years. Now, Mom, you got to put it down. It's time to move on. We can't keep it.
I've always said that all of these mediums have a place. They could be so valuable.
Yeah.
But on the other side of this, they can cause so much destruction. Because I spent so much time in the schools over the last 10 to 12 years, you know, kids would go home on Friday and everything would be all right. And then Monday morning when they get there, as soon as they walk in the door, man, there's a brawl going on.
Yeah.
And then when we dig down and find out what happened, well, they said something about me on Facebook over the weekend.
And we have social media light here. You know, looking back over the last couple of years, that genocide in Myanmar that was fueled by rhetoric on Facebook, by propaganda, by falsehoods, you know, and thousands of people lost their lives, murdered, you know, people got whipped into a frenzy about, and you know, it was genocide, really, really, really awful. Yet Mark Zuckerberg will look you in the face and say, it's a good thing that people all over the world can talk to each other all day, every day.
Well, you know, again, I got away from that stuff.
Nice.
At least 10 years ago, I had over 5,000 listeners, followers.
Yeah.
And man, I used to, you know, I not a day would pass that I would have at least something to respond to. But then I started asking, listen, man, I don't know these people and they don't know me.
And it gets into the weeds. Things have started getting really wild where what they're yelling at you is, it's a parallel universe that I've never been to. You know, the things that they're quoting and the issues that they're bringing up are just so twisted up. It becomes impossible to untangle it.
So you get to a point where, how long are you going to continue? Are you willing to go back and forth with a person that's a lunatic? And there's nothing to be gained by it. And then once you stop, that person ramps it up even more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get him to respond to me, you know, and I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, but I have a platform that I don't have to respond to you.
That's right. Yeah.
Facebook is where, you know, is really where your platform is. And I'm not denigrating anybody who's their platform.
And I'm right there with you. I know people that it's tremendously helpful. It helps them keep in touch with family and loved ones and just feel connected to their world, which is one of the good things about social media. You know, these days it's easy to stay home, to accidentally cut yourself off and just not be in that flow anymore. So, I mean, it can be useful.
So because, as you can see, I'm a bluebeard.
Yeah.
You know, what is it that makes people, and it's not just young people, man. This is not something you can blame on young people. What is it about that medium, and not just Facebook, but that medium, that people get so, I mean, it's, they won't even communicate with people face to face.
And more so, even if they did, they wouldn't communicate that way. Social media has trained us to communicate in these really specific, aggressive, personal ways where You're just espousing your core beliefs in a way that's really hard to relate to. And that's the part that gets me. Someone screaming at me on Facebook or Reddit, if I were to meet them in the street, that conversation would go a lot differently. Not because angry or get threatening, because they're in front of me and just, you know, social graces sort of take over.
Well, you just really pointed out a really important part of it. When they meet one another on the street,
mm-hmm.
because of what was easily said over social media, when you're safe, you can say whatever you want. I mean, you know, here I am, a blue beard,
mm-hmm.
and I could say something about Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, you could.
And say that, you know, I'd whoop his so-and-so.
It's easy to be bold sitting yeah. in your underwear eating Cheetos, yeah.
And then I see the guy, and he's 7'2", you know, 370 pounds of pure muscle.
He is a large man.
And he could say, what was that you said? You know,
don't do it,
Earl. But really, man, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's one of the reasons why I've stayed off of it and why yeah. I do everything within my power to stay off of it.
And before we change subjects, just last thing, the main reason why I got off of it is because of propaganda. And it's because it doesn't matter who you are, how smart you are, or what you believe. If you spend all day long reading propaganda that's aimed directly at the center of your brain, it will affect you. Even if you're knowledgeable and you know that propaganda can be dangerous. I mean, if you spend too much time sort of just soaked in those communities, it can damage you as a person.
So is that what's wrong with me? The fact that I spend too much time watching and listening to conservative news?
Is that what's wrong with you? I wouldn't dream of it, Earl. I wouldn't dream of saying that. But in all seriousness, like, there's a thing there. There's a thing there. It can affect
yeah.
you. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I know that there are times when I would get too much of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, man, you got to get away from that, you know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.